joined in studio by special guest Suzanne Macefield, a body language expert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can we start with,
I want to say Megan Way. She was like, oh, she's here. Hi. Like, she OTT'd with the...
She was trying to make a good impression.
She was trying to seem way more approachable.
Suzanne
than she
was
is.
Smiling at me. So you automatically wave when...
Oh, right.
Like, hello. It's well, what friendly people do.
I was like, why are you waving?
So let's start, Suzanne, with our body language right now.
What can you tell about people, like, right from the get-go?
Well, where they place their hands and where they place their feet is often a quick indicator of comfort, whether they're comfortable, whether they want to be with you.
Yeah.
You
know. So mine were in my lap.
Yeah, underneath the table. So, you know, on the surface, very open, very friendly, but there's a little bit reserved there. And oh my God, what's she going to say to me?
That's kind of probably bang on.
I'm resting
on my arm.
I can't
see where your hands are.
He had one arm under his armpit just before when you first said it. I took note.
So that's a comforting gesture where you're self-touching.
He touches himself a lot.
He touches himself because he doesn't like touching others.
You're actually quite open.
Thank you. I'm an open book.
How did you win this? I was so friendly.
I don't
friendly.
Know if that's a win though,
oh,
is it?
Hang on, it's not necessarily good or bad. They're just observations. Okay. In body language, I always say the biggest thing you can do is suspend judgment because it's just how someone's thinking or feeling. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It's just having that awareness about it. So it's not wrong. He's open. That may be his defense mechanism. You never know.
Producer Caitlin, let's talk about producer Caitlin, Suzanne, because she's going on a few dates. She's meeting guys on apps every now and again. And that's it really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're wondering if you could give us some tips. Like, how do you know a guy's into you on a date?
It'll be where where their body is actually facing. If they've got their head, their shoulders, their stomach, and their feet facing towards you, they're into you. If any part of that is actually moving away from you, then, you know, they're not fully there. The feet are the quickest indicator.
Okay.
Wherever the feet are pointed is where the brain is focused.
Do you notice the feet, Caitlin?
Oh, my God,
on
no.
These
I'm going to have to go in and just look straight at his feet. I do no, always look at his shoes, though.
If you look under the table, that's going to be
weird.
It's a bit
hard under the table.
Yeah.
But what about, for Caitlin or for someone on a date, if you are into somebody, should you be aware of your feet? Because what if you don't?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, the thing is, it's actually about giving people attention. There's nothing more attractive than feeling like you're the center of somebody's world and they're giving you that full attention and listening to you. And you can show that you're listening to them with, you know, leaning forward slightly, not right into their personal space, but, you know, leaning forward, thinking about your own posture and getting relaxed before you go on the date, because often it is quite a nerve-wracking experience when you're meeting someone new.
Mm.
So, you know, if you can just take a few breaths, feel your feet on the floor, you know, just get comfortable in your own body and breathe down to your stomach, because often people breathe up to the top of their chest. So you get comfortable in your own body, then you're going to be far more approachable. You know, you're going to be relaxed, and then you can actually spot what's going on for the other person, because they're going to be nervous too. So if they're really ramrod upright, you know, and don't move, you know, that's fine at the beginning. But if that goes on for the whole session, you know, you've got a bit of a problem there probably.
Because Caitlin normally just has two wines, don't you?
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Say Caitlin meets this really amazing guy and she's like, I want him to know, like, straight up that I'm into it.
Yeah.
Is there something that she can, apart from the feet, is there some signal that she can give that is going to show them she's keen?
Definitely the eyes. You know, the eyes, they say the eyes are a window to the soul. And it's sort of, you know, that flirting eye movement where some, particularly women do this, where they sort of gaze and then look away, almost like that Princess Diana thing, look down, look up again. And, you know, if you start twiddling with your hair, these are where people self-touch. That's definitely they're into the other person and showing the
No. I twiddle my hair all the time.
She looks at me when she's doing
we
it.
We talked about this last time. That's right.
No, definitely not into Vaughn. No offense.
I'm open.
What about for, like, married people? Is there a way other than saying, you know, let's pop upstairs to my wife that I could really let her know tonight I'm pretty keen? I've just tried asking and
okay,
that doesn't always
this
work.
This is a really good question, and I think it's something that guys really need to get hold of. Women are slow burn. So that means you need to do something, not just when you're ready to go upstairs.
I've heard this.
Don't just go straight for the boob.
You want to.
I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely don't go for erogenous zones. You want to think about, you know, courting them. Give them, even start the night before, and the build up will be good for you too, because it's quite exciting. It's like going on a date.
Like
you
a can.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, just gentle touching on the back of the. On the back when they're cooking or something like that, telling them that you appreciate them, those types of things are really, really important.
That's quite sexy. Okay.
It is very sexy.
Because, yeah, I've done the touching thing when she's cooking. She's like, God, that hot pan! Like, like that I'm going to push her onto a hot pan or something. Right, so, okay, I'm gonna really think about that.
Yeah, but timing's a good thing.
Yeah, timing's very important. Heard that too.
I think she's going to know something's up, though, when you're like, hand on the back, hello.
Hey, what's up? I'm just going to go and take the rubbish out and other things.
But just imagine how intriguing it would be for her if you started that one night but didn't then go ahead and then eased into the next night. You'd get her very gently warmed up, and that would be really nice for both of you.
I see what you're saying there. Like, she thinks, here we go. He's
gonna think, and then you back off.
And then I'm just go to bed early.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah.
And what you're saying is I'm taking the power back.
You're the tease.
I'm taking the power back, baby.
That wasn't quite what I had in mind, but
I got a bit too aggressive at the end there. Right, I've really got to work on the whole game. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much for your tips this morning.
Next time when you come back, we'll let you have a go at the Everest of emotion, Carl Fletcher himself.
You can break down this robot.
That's a 10-week special. That'll take a long time.
We might need video for that.
Yeah. We need a long time.
Suzanne, thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank you.